Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs. Now, here's the host of Our House, Peter Hunt.
Good morning and welcome to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and this show is brought to you by the continuously improving HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA here in Buffalo, Niagara, and all across upstate New York, and also through our links to Boston, Massachusetts, and Phoenix, Arizona. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage, NMLS number 37405. Hunt Mortgage is a proud equal opportunity lender. Call them today, 716-633-3700, or go to huntmortgage.com and seek out one of our very skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing costs for your particular home financing needs and wants. That's always our guarantee. Also ask about or research online our many exclusive programs, including our unique pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. In today's very competitive residential real estate market, where there's still a shortage of listings, when you do find the house you want to make sure that your offer is as strong as possible when there are often more than one offer. From a seller's perspective, cash is going to be very persuasive. Working with a skilled Hunt sales professional armed with your pre-purchase commitment, your offer is the equivalent of cash, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. And you may find yourself now in a house that was right for you when you bought it years ago, but you've outgrown it, or maybe it's outgrown you. In any case, it no longer meets your lifestyle, but where will you go even if you were to sell for a great price? Hunt Mortgage and your Hunt sales professional can help solve that problem through the Golden Gate, the Bridge to Your Next Home, a unique bridge loan program that unlocks the equity in your present house to get you out looking for that right home for you right now. To learn more about any of our unique programs, go to huntmortgage.com or call Hunt Mortgage today at 716-633-3700 for personalized, customized service that will knock your socks off. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres. We also are proud supporters of our Bisons and Bandits as well. Our house is broadcast live on WBN 930 AM and also 98.5 FM HD3, and you can listen live anywhere in the world through the Odyssey app or at WBEN.com. For those of you who would like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate or my guest will be speaking to today, call or text us in the studio at 716-803-0930. And if you're long distance, it's 1-800-616-9236. And it's mobile. If you're mobile, it's star 930. Those are all free calls. So call us on the air at our house. We have a very special show for you today. Live remote from Syracuse, New York, is Chip Hodgkins. Mr. Hodgkins is one of the leading real estate professionals in Central New York and also leads a very successful real estate team. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Peter. We just got about 12 inches of snow last night, and here we are sitting in Syracuse. The drive into the office was like a sled ride all the way into the office. It was a riot.
Well, at least you made it. That's the important thing. And I know the East Coast is getting pounded right now. But tell us a little bit about Chip Hodgkins. How did you get where you are in the real estate business?
Well, I got into real estate 23 years ago. I had sold a very large manufacturing company here in Syracuse, and I had some income properties. They were being sold by a real estate agent, and they said that I should get into real estate. And I realized that they weren't doing as good of a job as I thought I could do, and so I started selling my own property. And the main reason I found out that I could be successful in real estate is because most real estate agents didn't know how to negotiate. And within my first month, I had negotiated 4 contracts. And from that point on, it was just, it became very important to understand that people needed to know how to negotiate, because this is a sales job. This is a negotiating job. And I got into real estate kind of just as a young man, 40 years old, if you want to call that young. And I really wanted to make my own living. I didn't want to be working for somebody else. And I started a team because I couldn't handle all the business. And from that point on, we now have 12 agents working on the team, 2 admin, and business is phenomenal right now.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Chip, because the general perception out there is that, first of all, the real estate industry is under close scrutiny, as you know, because of a bunch of lawsuits all over the country, which are now being settled. But the fact of the matter is, there's increasing scrutiny over just what you're speaking to, which is the issue of working with buyers and what they're actually getting in terms of value. How do you address that when you speak with a customer, when you're getting ready to prepare them to go into the market?
Well, the first thing you got to do in order to help change somebody's perspective is you got to understand what they truly think of our profession. They think that we're basically door openers. So I see a house that I like online. I'd like to go see it. I have to call a real estate agent. They're going to open the door for me. I'll decide if I like it, and I'll tell them what I want to put a purchase offer in for. I think that's the perception of the market. When the reality should be, as professionals, we're providing expertise. We should know the market as professionals. We should know if the house is priced properly. We should know what houses are actively on the market. We should offer convenience to them so that we know what they're looking for. After the third or fourth showing, we know their likes or dislikes. So I can tell them, that house right there that you want to see, that's not looking like every other house that you wanted. It's looking like every other house you didn't want. So I don't think we need to go see that one. But if you want, we can. Then we have to get into the negotiating. Less than 3% of realtors have any previous skill set or training in negotiating when they get their license. So one of the first things I would be doing is asking my professional, how much training have you had in negotiating? So we can provide what's on the market, whether it's properly priced to the market, and then we can start working on the negotiating component. We should be working with the opposing agent instead of always against the opposing agent, because that's what true negotiations are. You're negotiating with someone instead of against somebody. Does that make sense?
The process has always been considered, at least for those of us that have been around the industry for a while, it's been considered a generally a friendly process. A seller wants to sell, a buyer wants to buy. The process of agency, the development of that process, or the theory around agency, really is kind of designed to do what you were referring to earlier, which is to kind of pit the buyer against the seller, and being with each person having a representative, a real estate agent, so to speak, that's there to represent them. And it becomes, I would say, more of a, not really a as you describe, a negotiation, but really a more of a kind of a confrontation. I just think
relationship.
Yeah, and I just think it's in my mind, it's entirely unnecessary. But how do you deal with that, though? If you read through the defense that the National Association of Realtors put on defending what an agent for a buyer does, it was really very nonspecific. And it really didn't, in my mind, argue a very good case, obviously, because the court thought that otherwise completely. But what would you say to someone if you started to talk about this just now, but what would you say to someone when you say, okay, well, really, why should I have an agent represent me on the buy side? And beyond what you've already said, what other value is there?
Well, the value of the knowledge base that an agent has. So it's the years of experience. We can walk into a house and we can see certain things that are wrong with a house or certain things that are right with a house. We can give you information about the school districts. So the information that a professional real estate agent has should be years of experience that guide the buyer. We are true guides for that buyer. So the value is good guidance all the way through the process. And then I don't mean to keep repeating myself, but when you're dealing with higher end properties, say anything over $200,000, and you don't have a good negotiator on your side, you could lose tens of thousands of dollars. Now, in Syracuse right now, and I think also in Buffalo, we have a supply shortage. So one of the things is you've got to know how to present your offer properly. So we asked the seller or the seller's agent, what is it besides price that the seller wants? We came in $7,000 under, just about 3 weeks ago, we came in $7,000 under the highest bid, and we won because we found out that the seller they were older. They didn't want to clean out all the things that were in their outbuilding. And our buyer said, we'll handle that. And we'll take care of everything that the seller leaves behind. Don't worry about it. You can leave everything behind. That little bit of negotiation cost my buyer $2,000 because they had to get a dumpster and they had to get some friends to come over and throw some things out. That was about $2,000. But we won it because we'd asked the question, what else would the seller like besides the price? That's that level of expert negotiating that I'm talking about. It's also, you can guide people all the way through the process. What neighborhood are you looking for and why? Why are you moving? People typically have about five lifestyle changes that they're moving for. One, they're getting married, they're getting unmarried. They're having kids, the kids are moving out. People are being born, people are dying. Or they're relocating. And then randomly, someone just wants a different house, just because. All of those are lifestyle changes. And if we as agents, as professionals, know what happens to each person when they go through one of those lifestyle changes, you can be empathetic, you can actually guide them, you can get them to the right attorneys, you can help them through the right home inspectors. You have to get them to the right mortgage people. So if you have all those relationships already set in place, you are a guide all the way through the whole process. Getting to the right mortgage person, that is so important to somebody. That can cost them tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So you want to get them to the right mortgage person. You want to get them to the right home inspector, because if they buy that house and a home inspector misses something, that could be tens of thousands of dollars. So each one of the things that a real estate agent touches in the transaction, you want to make sure that you have a professional real estate agent that can do that. Going out on your own, you don't know which attorney to choose. You don't know which mortgage person to choose. You don't know which home inspector to choose, what septic inspector to choose. And you could choose, all of those could be the wrong person. A good real estate agent is going to get you to the right person all the way through the transaction.
Let me stop you there for a second and go back to the concept of a team. One thing you mentioned about having a team is that you just got too busy and you needed others to help with the workload. What about specialization? One of the things that has always interested me, or I guess concerned me, about our industry is that we create a bunch of generalists. We create people that are good at, are supposedly good at everything, but you can't be good at everything because no one is. How do you I guess stratify your team such that the individuals on your team are specialists in a particular type of part of the process, I should say, or maybe even a neighborhood or a type of property? Or so do you do that?
We do that. We have specialists in divorce. We have specialists in helping people transition from single-family home ownership to senior living on our team. So we call it the vice president of assisted living. We have the vice president of divorce procedures. And those people go out and they meet with the divorce attorneys, and we get a lot of business from the divorce attorneys because of that. And so we specialize in kind of areas of the business that generate business for us. We don't necessarily specialize in geographically. However, if somebody is living on the north side of Syracuse and we have a buyer who only wants to look at things on the south side of Syracuse, we'll probably choose geographically the right agent for that person. But more, it's in the specialties that the agents become specialists in, or they study in new construction. We have three agents that really are very knowledgeable. As a matter of fact, they've got certifications in working in new construction.
Let me interrupt you there, Chip, because I think that you mentioned the issue of supply a little earlier. What's going on with supply in Central New York? And it's the same things going on across the whole country, but it's become exacerbated because of the introduction of Micron into the whole financial and economic environment in Central New York. How are you dealing with the issue of supply today? You mentioned new construction. How realistic is that an option for people today, given the fact that we have had an undersupply of new homes all across the country for now 12 years?
Well, the statistics just came out about a month ago in Syracuse that we build on average 310 new construction houses per year, 310. Which is way too low. We should be at 2,500. We need to be at 2,500 because of the Micron opportunity and all the ancillary businesses that are coming in with Micron. For those in Buffalo that don't know what's going on, Syracuse has a $100 billion project. Micron's building four factories here in Syracuse over the next 20 years. We will have an increase of population of 125,000 people. And that's going to start next year. We need short-term rentals. We need single-family homes. We need apartments and condos. And the towns have to start approving the density increase. And the towns are waiting for the, this may be too detail-oriented, but the towns are waiting for the comprehensive plans so they know how much sewer, how much water, and how many lanes of traffic they need, how many schools they need, how many grocery stores they need, before they accept new houses being built in their developments. Well, that's going to be all settled by the end of April or May, and so the housing boom in Syracuse is going to start. We have investors coming in from China, from Russia, from India, from Austin, Texas, from Phoenix, and from Albany, Buffalo. We have all these investors coming in buying up the properties because they know there's going to be a need for rentals as well as for single family homes. Our market is probably going to double in price. The average house in Central New York will probably double in price over the next 3 years. That attracts a lot of investors to us. The problem with having those investors in there, well, we already have a supply crunch, is they're buying up anything that comes on the market. So the people that are in Syracuse that just want to buy a house, they're being outbid. So again, you have to have a professional real estate agent to know how to help you bid through the whole process. We have a housing shortage. We're going to have a housing shortage for the next
20 years probably, because we can't build houses fast enough.
Chip, if you look at where Syracuse is located, that kind of begs the question of why there's a bunch of communities all around Syracuse that hopefully would benefit from this as well, that are within a relatively short commute. Do you see that happening? And there seems, as you drive around those communities, it seems like there's plenty of land. Do you see towns like Chittenango or going north up towards Watertown? Do you see that those communities will also benefit from this? Because actually, if you look at Watertown right now, there's an oversupply of housing up there because it was overbuilt Fort Drum.
Oh, for Fort Drum. So Fort Drum, luckily Fort Drum just got announced that they're bringing in 1,500 new troops. So that'll help.
Yes, it will.
Fulton, New York has a house. They will have a housing boom. You can buy a house on the river in Fulton for $125,000 to $130,000 last year. This year, they're selling for $175,000 to $210,000. They've already gone up by that much because of the anticipation of the Micron market. You might be able in 2 years to be able to sell that house for $500,000. Why? Fulton has been so depressed for so long because all of the industry left. Now there's going to be so many more pieces of industry up in the Fulton area. So Fulton's 12 miles away to the north. Syracuse is 12 miles away to the south. So people are looking into Fulton, which is in a different county, has a different tax burden. So people are looking towards Fulton to see whether they should be going up north or instead of coming down south. You got to be careful because there's snow belt, and everybody knows you got the snow squalls coming through. It makes a difference. And some of these people are going to be coming from areas where they've never seen snow. So the other good thing is Micron will have a lot of mass transit for their employees. So,
do you see, Chip, at all that there's a risk that this could be over anticipated and that there's kind of a surge of development, for example, and then as we saw in a much smaller version in Watertown, the surge of development, and then all of a sudden the demand stops or it slows down so much that there's the opposite end of that cycle happens a lot sooner than anyone might expect.
Well, because of what the U.S. government needs, Micron can forecast how big that plant needs to be. And in 2028, all the old style chip manufacturing will have to switch over to the new style. Obviously, if you have an old computer, you need the old style chips still. So they'll still be making some of those, just like they still make parts for a 1987 Chevrolet. They still need to make those chips, but all the new chips will have to be made, and they're all going to be made in these four plants that are going to be in Syracuse. If they only have to build three of the plants, we still will need 2,500 new homes a year going forward for the next 15 years instead of for the next 20 years. I don't see that we're going to have an oversupply of houses anytime in the foreseeable future, Peter. If for some reason everything falls apart and nobody ever needs chips again, yeah, Micron won't have to build any chips. But I don't see a future where the new style chips and all the AI chips that they have to make, I don't see a future where that doesn't happen.
Chip, we do have to go to break right now, but hold that thought, because I'd like to come back to that, because one of the things concerns me is what happens if things don't go as we expect. But we can look down the road to Albany for an example of what could happen and did happen, and I think quite successfully. And we'll be right back with more from our house to yours after these very important messages.
Buying a home can be challenging, especially if you need to sell your current house first. Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate are here to help with the Golden Gate, the bridge to your next home. This innovative program features a bridge loan from Hunt Mortgage along with a guaranteed sale of your current home when you partner with a Hunt Real Estate sales professional. Visit huntmortgage.com/Golden Gate for more details. The Golden Gate from Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate. Your equity when you want it, your home sold guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, NMLS 37405, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and the show is brought to you by the continuously improving, huntrealestate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. Huntrealestate.com is the only place on the web where you can find not only a complete inventory of homes available in any of the markets we serve, but you're also going to find access to a complete set of home ownership services at huntrealestate.com, which is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage, and for more information about our exclusive mortgage program that is your assurance of the lowest rate and closing costs, the Second Look program, call today, 716-633-3700, or go to huntmortgage.com and seek out those details. If you turn your computer on or your phone or your television, you're almost every day there's some new message about some financing plan. They've been focusing a lot on veterans right now, for example. But how are you going to know if you're getting the very best rate if you were to pursue that, and you're going to get some kind of offer from somebody? Well, let us take that second look through Hunt Mortgage's Second Look program. And there's no cost or risk, and we're so convinced that this will help you that you're going to receive a gift certificate, a gift card, actually, just for allowing us to take that second look at whatever you receive from any other lender. Also ask about our pre-purchase commitment and the Golden Gate, the Bridge Your Next Home, even our cash guarantee letter, and our Marry the Home, Date the Rate program, which allows you to get into your house now and take advantage of what we hope will be declining interest rates in the next couple of years. It's all available to you at Hunt Mortgage, only at Hunt Mortgage, 716-633-3700 or at huntmortgage.com. We have a very special show for today, live remote from Central New York. Is Chip Hodgkins. Mr. Hodgkins is one of the leading experts in real estate sales in Central New York, and also the leader of the Hodgkins team, which is one of the most successful and recently awarded teams in Central New York as well. Before the break, Chip, we were talking about kind of the prospects for the whole community in Central New York, and I was, I guess, being a little cynical in terms of what happens if things don't go according to the predictions of all the new jobs and new housing, et cetera. And what happens also if the your industry, the housing industry, does not meet the demand that will be there if people do come in the numbers that you're talking about. So let's just stick with that for just a second here. What do you think that there is a possibility, real possibility, that you could go from 300 new homes in Central New York to 2,500 in a relatively short period of time?
There's such a ramp up that has to happen, Peter. I don't know how it can happen in a relatively short. It depends on your definition of short period of time. Currently, we don't have enough concrete plants, because in order to drive a truck to a location from the concrete plant to the house where you're going to pour the concrete, that truck can only be on the road for 90 minutes before the concrete starts to set. So we don't have enough concrete plants to be building all these houses. We don't have enough lumber in the area to be building all these houses. We don't have enough window distribution and door distribution and roofing distribution. So that whole supply chain has to be bumped up from 310 to 2,500. So there's a time lag for that. And what's interesting is we're meeting with commercial, people that are looking at commercial real estate for these types of processes. There's a town that's saying, you're not building a concrete plant in our town because we don't want all that traffic from the trucks. We don't want the noise from the trucks. Well, nobody wants a concrete plant living next door to them. But the fact of the matter is, we need probably four new plants in order to handle that type of increase. And they had the same problem in Clifton Park, in outside of Albany. when Global Foundries went in, they couldn't build houses fast enough, so the housing prices just... The good news is, during that crash that happened in 2008 to 2014, the housing market was good in Clifton Park and Albany because Global Foundries went in during that period of time, so they actually helped that market. Now, our market is already doing very well from a seller's point of view. And then if you add more demand into our area, we really have to increase our supply here in Syracuse. It's a very exciting time. It's a very nerve-wracking time on the buyer side.
What about the simply fact of, that there's a shortage, there's going to be a shortage of labor as well? Are you going to have enough carpenters and plumbers and electricians to meet that kind of demand?
No. No, we are not. My son-in-law is a tradesman. He could work 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, but he just can't physically do it. But there's so much demand for his specialty. And so I don't see that ever going away either in Syracuse. Now, when Micron says that they need 200 electricians, I said, well, we don't have 200 electricians to give you in our area. I can't even get somebody to come over to our house and change out a ceiling fan. Well, they said, we're going to put out on the internet to Eastern Europe, South America, and Asia, to the different trade organizations, and they're going to say, we'll pay you $65,000 or $100,000, whatever the going rate will be, and we'll give you a month's supply, a stipend for housing and for food. Come to Syracuse, New York, apply. And they said, once we send that email out to the worldwide trade organization, they'll have 500 to 1,000 applicants. They'll have 200 people back in Syracuse through the visa program, and they'll fill up those trades very, very quickly. Well, that's great for the Micron project, but the housing market, we need it for the housing market too. And so it's going to be a problem. The biggest thing that you hear every once in a while, nobody has ever done a project this size ever in the United States or Canada or the Western world. So nobody's done it. So therefore, there are no precedents going forward. That's scary.
This is an initiative largely from the state of New York. Governor Hochul's office has been pressing for expansion of the tech centers across upstate New York. Certainly, they must have anticipated something like this. And what do you think it took to get Micron to move or to consider this kind of project in central New York?
Well, the first is we have a huge pipe coming from Lake Ontario into the Syracuse area. We can handle twice the amount of water usage than Syracuse currently uses. And Micron's only going to double that. So they're not going to like absorb all of our water or anything like that. So we have so much water coming into Syracuse, and they have to put it back, and they have to purify it, and then they're going to be putting it back more pure than it was when they took it out. That's one. Two, the electricity. There's a subplant right next to it that actually has enough power that it can handle the city of Buffalo. And third, we have a huge educated workforce that can handle the type of technology that Micron needs. And fourth, they gave them $5 billion to do the project in New York State instead of in Texas.
that helps.
Is a big sum of money.
It certainly helps. What about the educational institutions? How are they working with Micron and with the state to make sure that there is that supply of educated individuals to go into those positions?
That's a great question. Syracuse University has dedicated that their engineering school will double in size as far as student count. And the majority of that doubling, I mean, like 80% of that doubling, will be in chip engineering. So Syracuse University is going to double its engineering school size. And therefore, guess what they have to do? They have to proportionally increase their faculty. Well, good news for us is that we've been chosen as the team to help Syracuse Engineering Department grow their faculty. So we're showing their candidates around all the time. OCC is going to have this $15 million addition to their campus, Onondaga Community College. And they're going to have a clean room and an engineering program just for chip manufacturing. Lemoyne College is going to be doing the same thing. So it's going to increase the student bodies of the local colleges, increase the faculty count at the local colleges. Again, the ancillary businesses for the supply chain, people aren't thinking, we need more nail salons and more hair barbershops, and there will be 38,000 more emergency room visits a year once the Micron plant opens. 38,000 more emergency room visits. That's a lot of doctors and nurses that will need to be coming into Syracuse. That's the ancillary businesses that we're talking about.
Now, there's one new hospital nearby, but there's I'm certain that's going to create a shortage of available beds, certainly, and also the need for doctors and nurses and other specialists. I'm certain that that's got to be exploding as well. How does someone design how do they work the governments and the local towns? How do they work to build the infrastructure in anticipation of this kind of project?
So if you drive through Syracuse right now, Route 81 and 481 and 690 all have huge construction projects going on. Now, in advance, thank God. All of that has to be done in advance because the construction trucks, as well as the shipping trucks, as well as all the residential and employees, all of that is going to be increasing. We could see a 30% growth in our population in a 5 to 10 year. And so you've got to have the road systems, the electrical systems, the sewer systems, they all have to be in place. And that's what the comprehensive plans are that everybody's working for. And that's what's good. If you have to have 100 new dentists, and each dentist has to have an average of 3 hygienists and 2 admin, and you need 100 of those, that's 500 more people just for the dentist industry. That's the growth.
Well, you know, it's interesting. If you go back to the 50s and 60s, in the city of Buffalo, the highway system was built in anticipation of twice as many people that live in that town right now, in the whole community. And so we have a kind of an oversupply of infrastructure right now, which costs a lot to maintain. And I'm not sure exactly why that happened. My belief is that it was a time of rapid growth, the peak of the growth in that part of the state. And since then, it's gone the other way. And I guess what concerns me is that what can derail a project like this? But we can look down the road, as we mentioned earlier, to the Albany area to see a very successful project and see what that's meant to that community. And hopefully it'll be the same thing in central New York as well.
We have to go to break. Okay, we'll come back to that.
We'll be back in just a moment after these very important messages.
Buying a home can be challenging, especially if you need to sell your current house first. Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate are here to help with the Golden Gate, the bridge to your next home. This innovative program features a bridge loan from Hunt Mortgage along with a guaranteed sale of your current home when you partner with a Hunt Real Estate sales professional. Visit huntmortgage.com/Golden Gate for more details. The Golden Gate from Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate. Your equity when you want it, your home sold guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, NMLS 37405, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and the show is brought to you by the continuously improving HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and homeownership experience. And the show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage, home of the pre-purchase commitment, the Golden Gate, the Bridge to Your Next Home, and also the Marry the Home Date the Rate program, a great program for those of you that want to buy a home today and hopefully anticipate lower interest rates down the road. We're going to help you with that process with up to $3,500 in closing costs if you want to refinance at the end of the first year and up to the end of the third year of ownership of your home. And we're there to help you at huntmortgage.com or 716-633-3700. We have a very special show for today. Live remote from Central New York is Chip Hodgkins. Mr. Hodgkins is one of the leading professionals in our industry in that part of the state. And we've been talking about what's happening with the redevelopment of that city, really, in anticipation of the new Micron plant that will be there, actually three plants, I believe, that will really add substantially to the whole economy of the state of New York. Chip, before we get back to that, we have a caller on the line. Can we take that caller now, Jerry? David, how can I help you?
Hi, it's Dave Evans from Saratoga Springs. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
I'm very well, Dave. How are you?
Good. So I'm hearing you guys talk about hearing Chip talk about going from 300 homes a year to 2,500 homes a year, and we lived through this in the Capital Region with, as you mentioned, Global Foundries, where we saw incredible growth over the last 20 years. We continue to see that growth. What I'm wondering, with the limitations that Chip has already outlined in Central New York, in terms of manufacturing and home builders and all the limitations on the supply line of windows and doors, it seems to me that the only real short-term solution is going to be manufactured housing, because there's no way to ramp up. And 20 years ago in the Capital Region, there wasn't the same sophistication with manufactured housing that we're seeing now. So I'm curious as to where you think that'll play a role in the Central New York growth.
How would you respond to that, Chip?
David, first of all, hello, thank you. Nice to talk to you. What you're looking at is a multitude of styles that could be stick built. We have Toll Brothers coming to Syracuse. They are mainly stick built. There's palletization, so in a sense it's manufactured, but it's assembled on place. And then you're going to have the true manufactured homes. I think the Central New York market has been so tainted against manufactured homes that manufactured homes will have to be forced to educate the population as to how much better they are than they used to be. They used to be not thought of very highly. And in order to grow as fast as we are, we're going to have to look at all styles of manufacturing. You bring up an awesome point. Some of those housing units, by the way, 2,500 housing units, not necessarily 25 single family homes, but 25 housing units, that is apartments as well as condos and townhouses and single family homes. The lion's share of that will be single family homes. But we've never seen a growth like this. And the towns and the county are looking at different examples as to how to do this. I don't have the answer as to whether it's going to be a 10% or a 70% manufactured homes. I don't know how we're going to do it. No one's done it before, so we really don't know how to do it.
Our next caller is Scott from Williamsville. Scott, how can we help you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call and interesting show. So I just have two questions, one for each of you. So, Mr. Hunt, you start your program with there's a shortage of homes. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious because across the street from me, and it was like a domino effect with four homeowners that one sold on their own and then three others sold because of his success. And, mm-hmm. It said to me, they're like, we put a sign up and the same agents that came to tell me to list and that I should be with an agent, they're the ones who brought buyers. And for 4 days on the market, why would I pay somebody $25,000 to $29,000 to do it? And then mm-hmm. for Mr. Chip, you started out by saying, that you got into real estate, and I applaud your success because the agent you had to sell your properties you didn't feel was doing a good job. And then you follow that up with that 97% of agents don't know how to negotiate. So I'm curious about the ringing endorsement that I'm hearing here. So how would you help me out?
Let me jump in if I can, Scott. Certainly what you're pointing out is something that's always been the case in an industry like the real estate industry, where it's dominated by independent contractors. It's very difficult for any to make a blanket claim about professionalism in a business like ours. And so you're going to get the situations like Chip described, where you've got where there's a good experience or a bad experience. Our job is really to make sure that we prove, number one, we prove value, that we're adding value to the process, whether it takes one day or 6 months to sell a house. We have to be adding value all along. And I'm going to ask Chip to talk about what we do in a marketing sense to make sure that we achieve the highest value for a seller. But what you're observing is not uncommon throughout the entire country right now. It appears as though it might be easy to sell a house if there's a shortage of supply, and that would be, I would say, a very simple conclusion. But if there's a lot more to it than that, as Chip was trying to point out earlier, when we have to prepare a house for sale and prepare the thought process for this, the whole process for the seller to engage in, to make sure that we are providing the kind of service that will yield the highest net value for that seller, it's a lot more complex than just putting a sign in the yard and putting in the MLS or something and waiting for a buyer to stumble onto the property.
Could I add to that, Peter, for a second?
Sure, please.
We had a seller who was offered $365,000 for his house because the house next door had sold for sale by owner, and he almost accepted the $365,000 offer. But I talked him into letting us list it for him because I knew we could get him much more, much more. We ended up we had 17 offers. Because we had so many showings, we had 60 showings, 17 offers, and he got $429,000 for his house by listing with us because we gave him that much more exposure than if he had just sold it to one person or two people who came to him and said, hey, I'd like to buy your house because the house next door sold for this amount of money. So having the additional exposure, proper marketing and proper photography, that is the additional value. Now, if I could also just go to the negotiating, that was before they get their license. Less than 3% have any previous skill set or training in negotiating before they get their license. When they get their license and when they're working with us, they're continually and totally always being taught how to negotiate properly. So you've got to be, what I was getting at is, you have to be really good at interviewing your agent to make sure you're getting a true professional out there. And there are many, many professionals. You've just got to find, and I would recommend a full-time real estate agent, but there are some professional part-time real estate agents. You've got to do a good job of interviewing the agent that you want to hire.
I think that's an important point. I think sellers need to know the right questions, but it always seems very attractive, I think, to sellers to say that they sold their house on their own and they maybe put a sign in the yard or posted on Zillow or something and along came a buyer. But just what you're citing, Chip, I think is the real issue. How does anyone know if they are getting market value for their home unless it's exposed to every potential buyer? And that's really our job. Our job is to create demand and to make sure that every potential buyer for any given house knows that that house is available and has the opportunity to take a look at it and then hopefully make an offer competitively with perhaps other offers. And that the process of negotiation is more than just with the buyer, as you pointed out earlier. It's with the seller when they are presented in many cases with more than one offer. In that case, it's a very delicate negotiation to advise that seller on which offer may be best for them under the circumstances. And I think there's a lot of nuances here that have taken place, particularly in the last few years, that many sellers or observers of the real estate world, like like the caller, what's happening right around him, they would have no idea what really goes on behind the scenes, what those nuances are. And it's very difficult, I think, to educate somebody, bring them up to speed fast enough in that whole process. How do you do that with when you go in to talk to a seller, Chip?
Wow, that's a big question, Peter. What we have to do is you have to lay out the whole process from pricing the house all the way out to letting them know that you're going to negotiate them, you're going to guide them through the closing. You have to it is so much more than just putting a sign out in front of the yard and sitting back and waiting for buyers to come to you. That's what a for sale by owner can do. That is not what a real estate agent does. A real estate agent, we go through 144 steps. We look at the tax information. We make sure that the property is properly sized. We got to make sure that the right square feet's put in. We have to make sure that the marketing's done. We have to make sure that the marketing's done on all different platforms, social media, as well as the MLS, as well as search engines. The individual seller doesn't have access to all of that information. And so it is incumbent to have a professional person, because the more eyeballs that see your house, then the more showings will happen. The more showings, the more offers, the higher the price. It all starts by getting the more eyeballs on your house.
Chip, as we look to the, we just got a couple minutes left in the show today. If you were to leave our listeners with any particular message, first of all, about the whole redevelopment of Central New York, what would that be? And then secondly, what would be a message to someone, given the market conditions today, about what they could expect if they were to enter the market or if they were to consider selling their home?
So real quickly, because I think we talked a lot about Syracuse. If you want to make a real estate investment and it's not in your backyard, I would be investing in Central New York real estate. We know, because of what happened in Clifton Park, in Columbus, Ohio, in Austin, Texas, in Phoenix, we know, we can forecast what's going to happen because it's happening in all those other areas. The biggest thing that I would have everybody know that's looking to be a buyer or a seller going forward immediately, all buyers, in order to see a house because of this lawsuit, all buyers are going to have to be in buyer agency contract in order to see a house. Agents used to, some agents, not all agents, used to just, if you got a phone call from a buyer and they wanted to see a house, you just go show them without getting into a contract. Because of this lawsuit and the settlement, that's going to go away. You are going to have to get into a contract, whether it's just for that one house to go see that house, or whether it's if you're coming into Syracuse or Buffalo for a whole day and you're going to be looking at houses for a whole day. It can be one day. It can be 6 months. But going forward, this is the biggest change.
Chip, I think that's excellent advice, and we don't know exactly how that's all going to shake out in terms of what contracts may be used at that point in time. But a buyer agency has been with us for a long time. I think it's been, to some extent, utilized on a regular basis, and other times, it's, as you say, an agent will just receive a call and go show a house. But those days are gone, I think. And it's time for us now to adapt and to bring the right contracts into play and to make sure that we advise buyers appropriately right from day one. Chip Hodgkins, one of the leading professionals in Central New York, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Awesome. I'm privileged. Thank you, Peter. Have a great day, Peter.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank our listeners for being with us today. We'll be back again next week at the same time. And remember, when it comes to real estate, all of upstate is Hunt Country.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.